Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. God has revealed himself to us in the Bible. You can read the Bible for yourself. God created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. He created man and woman. The Bible is a historical record. Mankind sinned against God. From the beginning, God foretold that he would send a Savior, Messiah. Let us look at some of these prophecies in the Bible about Messiah. Messiah is English for the Hebrew word Mashiach. God chose a man named Abraham. God foretold that in a descendant of Abraham, all nations of the earth would be blessed. Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. Messiah would be a descendant of Abraham. Abraham lived more than 4,000 years ago. Abraham had a son by his wife, Sarah, named Isaac. Isaac had a son named Jacob. Jacob was the father of 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel was God's chosen people for bringing Messiah into the world. Jacob's name was changed to Israel by God. Israel prophesied by the Spirit of God that Messiah would come. Listen to Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. Yes, Israel foretold that Shiloh, the Messiah, would come before the scepter would depart from Judah. People would obey Shiloh. The scepter is the staff of the king. Later, God had David anointed king of Israel, about 3,000 years ago. David was also a prophet of God. He prophesied about the coming of Messiah, the Anointed One. Listen to the 110th Psalm, verses 1 and 2. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies." Psalm 110, verses 1 and 2. Yes, Messiah would rule and reign sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. King David called Messiah his Lord. Messiah would also be a high priest, according to Psalm 110, verse 4. God told David that his kingdom would be established forever. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. Messiah would be a descendant of David and be king of his eternal kingdom. David prophesied that Messiah would be raised from the dead, that Messiah would not undergo decay. Listen to the 16th Psalm, verse 10. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 16, verse 10. Isaiah was a prophet of God about 300 years after David, about 2,700 years ago. Listen to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Yes, God foretold that a child would be born, a son would be given who would be upon the throne of David over his kingdom forever. Messiah is even called Mighty God. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Messiah is called Emmanuel, which in Hebrew means God with us. Isaiah prophesied that the peoples of the nations would seek Messiah. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. God foretold through Isaiah that his servant, the Messiah, would be an offering for sin for the people of God. Listen to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. Yes, Messiah was to be an offering for the sins of people, a Savior from sin. Listen now to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people he was stricken. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. God foretold through Isaiah that Messiah would die for the transgressions, the sins, of God's people. Messiah would be the Savior, the King, the High Priest, and the offering for our sins. God used Daniel, his prophet in Babylon, during the Babylonian captivity of Judah. The captivity was from 606 until 536 BCE. God foretold when Messiah would come. Messiah would come before the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans. Listen to Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. And after the 62 sevens, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. Yes, Messiah came and was cut off before the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in AD 70. Daniel also prophesied that God would set up the eternal kingdom during the days of the Roman kings. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Daniel also prophesied that Messiah would ascend to heaven and be given his everlasting kingdom of all peoples, nations, and languages that would serve him. Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Remember now, Jacob, who was Israel, had prophesied that Shiloh, who is Messiah, would come before the scepter departed from Judah. Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter departed from Judah in AD 70, when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and took the people away captive. Messiah must have come before AD 70. God foretold that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judah. Listen to Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Yes, Messiah was born in Bethlehem. His goings forth have been from everlasting. Zechariah was a prophet and priest in Jerusalem in about 520 BCE. Listen to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Yes, Messiah came to Jerusalem, just as prophesied by the word of God. The king Messiah came riding on a donkey. He is just and having salvation. He is the Savior, Yeshua. Listen to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 10. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 10. Yes, the kingdom of Messiah is to the ends of the earth, for peoples of all nations. Listen to what God said in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me whom they have pierced. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Yes, they pierced Messiah, just as was prophesied. He was crucified. King David had also prophesied the crucifixion of Messiah in the 22nd Psalm, verse 16. Messiah said, "They pierced my hands and my feet." Psalm 22, verse 16. Yes, Messiah the Savior died for our sins. His blood was shed for our redemption. He was buried. He rose the third day according to the Scriptures. That is good news for us. God foretold the coming of Messiah the King. It is written in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth." Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5. Yes, Messiah is now ruling and reigning as king from his throne in heaven. The day of judgment is coming. You will stand before Messiah Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, on the day of judgment. He will execute judgment and righteousness. But now you can have the salvation that the king has brought for you. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Jesus is English for Yeshua, which means in Hebrew salvation. He is the only salvation offer to you. There is salvation in no one else. You can be saved from your sins, from your guilt. You can be saved from eternal punishment in hell. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Will you believe and be baptized in order to be saved? You have heard what God foretold through his prophets about Messiah, Yeshua. Jesus fulfilled these prophecies. This is the proof for you. This is the divine demonstration. You can believe. And now why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home.